Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Star Spangled Eurovision. I'm Max, here with my beautiful, phenomenal co-hosts, Bart and Alex. Hi, I'm Alex.
Do you want to do me too? Or
hi, I'm Bart.
Not. I know we're Beyonce Cowboy Cartering it up, but I don't think that's quite what's going on here.
I tried.
This is what happens when we're all finally in the same room again together, with Alex being the bartender.
So exciting!
Yeah, maybe
welcome back to DC, Bart.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll make cocktails and memory.
As fun as it is watching you guys get blackout on Zoom, it's more fun being here.
Yes! All right, well, I am Max, as you may or may not know.
Alex doesn't know what's actually happening, so she can't do the rest of the intro.
I really love the way that you went in real hard. I'm Max.
It's important.
Because my impression was that good.
Yes. In case you hadn't figured it out. But welcome, yes, to another episode. We will be going over the next four countries from this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So today's countries will be Denmark.
12 points.
Woo! Lithuania, Poland, and Belgium.
Woo!
Yay.
An exciting group.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, Denmark, the most disappointing country in Eurovision.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. That is so rough. That is so rough. We both love that song.
Which song?
Oh man, I'm forgetting. What, like 2 years ago? Well, I loved the one last year and 2 years
you
ago.
You liked Riley?
Oh no, I hated Riley. Oh, I'm getting my years mixed up. I liked the duo and I liked the creepy girl who never blinked. I'm sorry, guys, I've been drinking. I don't remember names.
That is quite the Quinn introduction to our first country. They have a strong track record.
Super strong track record. Love them. Vi elskar Danmark.
Well, representing Denmark this year, the winner of Danske Melodi Grand Prix is Saba with the song Sand. So
she's a queen! Sorry.
Let's take a listen and see what we really think.
I mean, she's not like the actual queen. So she's a
famously
queen.
Stepping down.
not
participating
fuck
in Eurovision.
You. Don't do that to me right now.
All right, this is Saba with Sand. I had you by my side. Now we're just like strangers in the night. Pictures of us lying on the floor. No, I can do this fighting anymore. But it shouldn't be so hard, like breathing underwater. Baby, we've been in the blue. Didn't see it coming, falling into nothing. Ain't there something we can do?
We're gonna win this year. She's an icon. She's amazing. Like, just like Sand, she's everywhere. You can't escape her. She's impeccable. She's beautiful. I love it. Denmark 2025. If you guys have anything negative to say about it, you have to look me in the eyeball and say it.
Just one.
Just one.
I mean, Denmark does like winning when it's hosted in Malmö, so if they're going to win with a song that they've sent in the last, you know, however many years, this would be it. It's a pretty solid Scandi Pop song. I have no complaints, honestly.
Okay, bye.
I feel like we're not getting a lot from you guys.
Let's see. Her vocal range is amazing. She's absolutely beautiful. The staging is impeccable. Like, I love her. There you go. So much out of me. Your turn, Bart.
I already told Max that I'm quitting the podcast because if I can't shit on Denmark, I just don't have a purpose
Bye.
Here or in
Bye.
Life. But no, it's not. I like this a lot. I think it's very good. I know, I was trying to keep it a surprise for Alex, and now she's so happy.
I'm sorry, it's okay.
I mean, I always, like, I'm a sucker for, like, the soulful EDM sound. I feel like, again, it's not, like, groundbreaking, but I thought the first time I listened to her vocals live weren't as good, but they actually are good.
Yeah, for sure.
I think, I wish she could elevate it, like, more live at the very end. My one critique song-wise of this is that it does end really abruptly, and I think, like, it should really be, like, 3 minutes, 30 seconds to have, like, a last chorus that, like, really elevates, because I feel like that part trails off a little bit. But in terms of critiques of Denmark, that is very minor.
Yeah.
And I think that it just has, like, a good beat. Her vocals are good. The staging, I would say, is, like, simple but effective. Well, I'm proud of
your
people.
Are you going to give them points?
I think I'm going to give them points,
baby.
Are
you going to give them points, man?
TBD. They haven't gone out through all the songs yet.
Max. Are you going to give them points?
1 point.
Maybe.
1 point.
We'll see.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I mean, I do like this, I think.
If this bitch gives her 1 point, she's dead to me.
Wow.
Like, Saba's dead to you.
No! Max!
This bitch right here.
This bitch.
No, I mean, it's a really solid entry from Denmark. I think, yeah, it's not breaking any ground, but for Denmark, like, it is a very... Tremendous ground for Denmark.
Guys,
it's
deserve to win for this because it sets the stage, okay?
It's a very solid Scandi pop, kind of semi-banger. Like, she sings the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
It's staged really well. I think they could probably elevate the staging even more for Eurovision, but the concept is fine.
Let's not fuck with it too much.
Okay, fair. No.
Honestly,
giant chairs.
Yeah.
Nothing. No, yeah, IKEA furniture. We're just, yeah, stick with what you
okay,
got.
This is Denmark. It's not Swedish, okay? We're not going to do IKEA. We're going to do, like, Bang Olufsen and, like, a really...
There was a joke tweet that they were going to bring back the sand artists for the third time, and I was like, honestly, they would. Like, that's, like, that's the most believable joke tweet I've ever seen.
For sure.
Honestly, when I first saw, like, the name of the song, I was really worried that they were going to put her in, like, some kind of, like, time glass and just have, like, sand, like, actually fall on her.
Don't
like,
give them
you
ideas.
Overdid
don't
it.
Give them
ideas. It's like, we got the point through the lyrics. You don't have to visualize it this much. Also, is she okay? Like... But also, that would kind of be hilarious.
Yeah, I do feel like we have to put a caveat that if there's any actual sand on stage, they get demoted, like, dupes placing in the rankings.
Oh, come on. What if she just has a little in her hand and she's like, set, and just, like, releases it in the end?
Any sand on stage.
Zero light
emotion. I will give them points, but less.
No, come on. And then, like, everyone in the crowd's going to have a dune bucket. Like, I see this. This is something.
This is the national anthem of Arrakis, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And, I mean, Denmark and Arrakis, it's like the same country.
I think we need to move on. All right. Let us move on to Lithuania, who's sending Sylvester Belt with the song Luktelk. Let's take a listen. Naktis viena, naktis kita, kaip visada, aš vėl iš naujo. Rytoj, 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 pažadu mylėti tave rytoj. Ar aš vis dar gyvas, ar tave pažįsti mane, saulė nepakyla. What are my thoughts on this? I feel like it's hard because I know we're doing Belgium in a couple of songs, and I feel like they're very similar, but I don't want to do a spoiler now. Interesting.
But I like this a lot, but I feel like this is the same way I feel about Belgium, which is that I feel like this song is built to, like, listen to, like, to on your Bose noise-canceling headphones when, like, you're really sad after a night out because, like, some boy you, like, didn't kiss you, or girl, if you're Alex. Like, that's kind of, like, I feel like, I know, like, Max, you started, like, that kind of, like, dark house pop. I think it's, like, a lot about the production, mm-hmm. and, like, it is very good for that. I feel like I never feel like that really translate on stage live as much, which is how I feel about this. I feel like, though, every year that's what I think, and one song like this does really well. So I think it'll be this or Belgium is going to be, like, actually will connect with people in a way that I don't expect, but that is my feeling. Like, it just isn't, like, this isn't, like, the vocals live, it's really the production, and then therefore I feel like I don't get that same, like, emotional connection seeing it live.
Yeah. No, I'm curious to hear what you have to say about Belgium then, but I think I agree with you in just that it's definitely, like, a good, like, club track where you just kind of, like, lose yourself in the music and dance to it. But, and I think it's staged, like, fairly well, at least it was in the national final, but I don't know. I don't think it really comes through on the stage as much as, like, I really enjoy listening to this on my headphones, or I would at the club. And I really love this kind of, like, Eastern European, like, dark house vibe. That's stuff I actually just listen to on my own time. But yeah, so I'm curious to see how this does. I'm curious to see if they take this staging that they had in the national final and, like, elevate it a bit, or even if they don't, just curious to see how people respond to it, because it's pretty dynamic. It's good staging in general.
Okay, so when you say, like, really good to, like, listen to my Bose headphones, I'm like, okay, so, like, what you're talking about is normal people out there on the street who aren't wearing their soundproof headphones. It's like you're on Molly. Like this song if you're on Molly in public or you're, like, by yourself. Like, let's be honest. I thought that the beat drop was going to be so much heavier. It was not. And, like, it keeps a steady beat. But it's like, okay, like, for girlies in DC, it's like a flash or like a steady techno thing where you really don't really care about what the person is singing about. Mm-hmm. You're just like, I'm grinding on some, like, cutie or, like, making out. Like, you don't give a fuck about the actual music. You're just feeling the rhythm of the bass. The bass is the only thing that really matters in the song.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I love those kinds of songs. But I'm excited to hear Belgium because, yeah, it's going to be one or the other. It can't be both. And I think that this isn't something that's going to necessarily resonate to the same extent. Like, and I know this is stuff that we've kind of seen come out of. We've seen similar beats come out of other countries, but the stage presence for this, and I think I told you guys this when we were, like, watching the video, I was like, wow, this is, like, the stereotypical when you're like, oh, yeah, like, boys know choreography. Like, you're like, that's what this was. Yeah. It's just, like, it's very anticlimactic when you look at the other choreography that we've seen earlier on. So I'm excited to see equivalents, to see which one is going to move on, because I don't think that they both would.
Yeah. I feel like it's rare for us to get, like, this has pop elements to it, but I think it's primarily a house track, and we don't really get that at Eurovision too much. It's usually, like, pop with some house influences, or, like, they'll have a house beat to it. So I'm curious to see, yeah, how this translates on the big screen, on the big stage.
So I feel a little attacked by Alex saying this song is for, like, ravehead Molly partiers when I said I want to listen to it alone.
I said what I said.
But also, this song is really meant for ketamine, so
yeah,
we can't argue on that one.
It is in Finland, right?
Okay, well, as a senior bitch who's never done ketamine, how am I supposed to, like, listen? For bitches in the club.
We are not litigating what drugs anyone has or has not done on this podcast. We're talking theoretical music song reviews.
And looking at and Googling the side effects of certain popular drugs that people take in the club.
Based on my reading of WebMD, this song would appeal to people who have done K.
When Bart listens to the song, the feelings that he feels inside that he Googles online, they're like, you may be on ketamine.
Yeah, and in bed alone being like, what song is this?
I think that wraps up the legs.
And we're done. On to Poland. So Poland is sending Luna with the song Tower. Let's take a listen. Shining in a tiger's eyes. Only I can find that future. Reading in between the lines. So drew my own, my own, my own. Running down the waterfall. Always try to chase it. Poland, this is like a really nice little indie pop-up. I like this a lot, actually. I mean, we haven't seen her sing it live. This is just they internally selected. We just have a music video, but this is really pleasant. Like, it's something I definitely can kind of jam out to while, you know, walking around with my headphones on. I'm curious to see how they stage it. Like, the video is very artsy and very dynamic and stuff like that. So I'm interested if they're going to try to recreate the video on stage, or if they're just going to try to do something new. She's got a really striking look, so I think this, you know, could stand out. It's, as like a not weird pop, you know, not weird thing that's happening at Eurovision this year, like every other song, like, it might just stand out for being kind of cute and
wasn't
nice.
This just the trailer for the Queen's Gambit? Like, wasn't this just Anya Taylor-Joy? Like, I don't know. It seemed like a trailer for the Queen's Gambit. I mean, good for her, you know, like.
Bart and I just let out very deep sighs. You probably didn't hear that.
No, I mean, this song was fine. I think, you know, my heart rate was up before, and then this song came, and I was like, my heart rate did not elevate as much. I'm not like, as in, sorry, Bart. I mean, this is a great, great song, but, you know, it's fine.
I would say I do like this a lot. I think it's different. It doesn't fully connect with me. I think it's like a very good indie pop song. I hope she's able to elevate it live. I feel like that first semi is strong. So I'm definitely like, I could see this doing great, and I see it getting into the final. And honestly, I could see it being like one of those fan favorites that don't advance, and everyone's like sad about it. But it's kind of like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Like.
I can weirdly see it pulling a Snap where it doesn't do like that well at Eurovision, but for some reason it gets like a lot of streams.
It's kind of in that vein. Yeah. Like, but I could also see it pulling a Power, like an Iceland Power, where like it's just like really weirdly staged and everyone's like, "What was that?" And it like totally falls flat.
I could also just see like people not remembering at all.
Yeah. I do think it kind of stands out because like it's a little, not as many people are doing that sound this year, right? But,
and it's not a ballad, and it's also not something that's just kind of, like, way out there like some of the other entries, so I think it does, might stand out for just that reason.
I mean, it's like, it's sugar indie pop. It's just, yeah.
Oh, because Alex is so above that.
Yeah, so above it. The girl who's, like, obsessed with when they rap. I hate sugar indie.
Oh, you would be.
Honestly. Obviously.
Predictable.
But also, you love Renee Rapp, so shut the hell up.
She's fine.
We go to the next
song.
Wow.
Next song. So anti-queer over here.
That's me.
Well, let us move on to our final song of the evening, which is Belgium. We have Musti with Before the Party's Over. Let's take a listen. Do you think about it too? Are you still playing the game?
Fire, I'm gonna make moves tonight.
I got a soul on fire. I'm gonna raise roofs tonight. I got a soul on fire. I'm gonna make moves tonight. I got a soul on fire.
So I feel like I brought up Belgium earlier, so I'll go first today now to discuss. I see why Max is skeptical that I'm comparing the two songs, but I stick by it in that I think it's like male vocalists, like really production heavy, like they both have kind of that electro beat. The one is obviously more like housey. This one kind of goes a little bit more like ballady. But I think that for me, it's just, like, the song really crescendos in a really good way and, like, ends with, like, the kind of, like, backing chorus and the music swelling in a way that just feels more Eurovision-friendly to me. I think, like, it can be more staging, a little bit more, like, emotional. I think it is a good song. Again, I don't know. I feel like both could totally fall flat if they're not staged the right way, but of the two, this has more potential, but I don't know, they both just fit that kind of, like, dark pop, dark pop, moody male vocalist, like, wannabe insert.
Yeah, I mean, I think
androgynous male gay star here vibe.
I think it gets, it definitely, like, once you reach the second half of the song, it, like, picks up, like, when he actually starts saying the chorus of the song, and you can, like, hear that, like, robust, like... Like, that is something that's, like, incredibly, like, amazing. But up until that point, I was like, okay, like, this is just kind of boring. But I will say that once I listened to the second part of the song and followed it through, I was like, oh, that's actually very good. So if he can manage to do a staging that'll capture people's attention through that, I think he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But just given the fact that this is a music competition and people are going to be thinking about what sound pieces they're going to remember. Unless that is like a critical sound piece, I just don't see this going through.
Yeah. No, I agree in that I think the first verse going into that chorus, like the first verse just feels completely disjointed and like it's part of a different song almost, right? Like I understand that there's like a buildup, but for some reason, like even the beat feels a little different. And just like when you hit the chorus, you're like, what did, like, this came out of nowhere for
like
me?
Like you're supposed to build up from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
But,
like not like the depths of a terrible place. You know, like, okay, this is not
so
great.
I think to your point, Alex, like, it takes too long to get to a place where I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, once it does, like, I think it's a really, like, the chorus I think is really fantastic. I really like that end bit as well with, like, when the additional voices come in. Like, the kind of build-up and the crescendo is really good once, like, after you pass the first chorus.
Yeah, you have like a sexual moment with the song.
Yeah.
But until then, you're
like,
honestly,
what's happening? And how are you going to prevent people from going to the bathroom?
You don't want them to pass.
Starts,
you want them to smash. And like, I'm afraid they're going to pass in the first verse.
Yeah. So to your point, yeah, I think they really, really, really have to have some kind of impeccable staging in the first minute of this that keeps people, like, keeps your attention until the song actually gets to a really good place.
And the answer is not more body glitter. Like, just putting that out there. Like, that amount of body glitter was great. I'm just saying, like, it has to be in the performance itself. Like, not just him being excellent in, like, everything, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Hopefully, I think this has the potential to be really powerful if they do it exactly right. But I don't know. Well, Belgium is doing their thing where they're just kind of sending something a little out there and a little risky.
I say when was the last time Belgium really nailed the staging of
that's true.
Really
they,
anything.
That's yeah.
Other than
wow.
Lona Tassolo, who just got like a really good
Blanche
like,
was amazing.
Her staging was horrendous.
Yeah.
No.
Agreed. That was bad staging.
I'm leaving this room right now.
Fuck, what are they called?
Having a pretty woman does not count as good staging, babe.
Close it. Yes, it does.
Hooverphonic, I think, did do really good
staging.
I liked Hooverphonic staging, but that's because I think they were just, like, actual, like, a performing band that has been doing it for 20 plus years.
They're like a renowned group.
Exactly. But
what about Laura Bell?
Laura Tesora.
She's
2016. That was 8 years ago.
That's how old we are, babe.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up.
On that, Alex is going to go cry, so we should probably end the episode.
Well, thank you everyone so much for listening to another episode. We will be back, actually starting weekly. So, join us next week for a new episode and for more songs from this year's Eurovision Song Contest. In the meantime, feel free to follow us on Twitter at @SSE_pod. See you next week.
Does this mean you start paying us overtime?
Yes. No?
Oh, finally.
Like, we got an HR department, real policies in place.
Okay, because I'm fucking offended by what you guys said about Blanche. So
the HR policy is like, get lost, bitch.